We have live music right now from somebody who's been with us before, but it's been a minute, 6 or 7 years since Devin's been with us. He will feature some selections on guitar. They're instrumental. It's going to be fun because they're also innovative. My memory is there's a lot of improvisation to his work and sounds that also may be only heard here. We'll talk with him after his first selection and between the others, but we'll get started with listening. Here is Devin Sherman. Devin Sherman, what is there a name? You know, as you do these improvisational works, I assume you've named them.
Yeah. They are largely improvisational, but they are kind of structured tunes. So I like to think of them in the way you might think of a bluegrass tune or a jazz tune, even though they're not necessarily bluegrass or jazz. So I kind of have a tune to them, and I do name them. So that piece I just played is called Embers Afloat.
Before I go too far, I can see it, and I'll take a picture of it and post it shortly. But tell me about the guitar that you're playing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking about this. This is actually, to me, a new guitar. And it's built by a luthier in Bedford County, where I'm from. His name's Mike Schaefer. And he builds these really beautifully crafted instruments, and they have some unique items on them, as far as like the inlays on the fretboard and the rosette and really, really great woodwork in general. But this guitar is actually his 100th guitar. So it's kind of a special instrument to him, I think. And I think he put a little more, care into some of the items. So the top, the wood here, it's actually from a spruce tree that he cut down in his own yard. And he doesn't always do that, but he told me he got a few tops out of this piece of wood that he cut. So, yeah, it's a really nice instrument. I'm really happy with it.
And the neck is beautiful, too. It's sort of a blondish neck. Often you see necks that are more walnut in color. It's a really it's a great guitar. I'll take a picture and a little video so you can see Devin playing. Devin was raised in Bedford, and you live in Bedford. Once again, when did you start playing guitar?
Well, I got my first guitar on my just after my ninth birthday.
Wow.
So, yeah. It was Christmas, and I'm born in November, so it was right after my ninth birthday, got my first guitar. And, you know, I started taking lessons when I was about 11. I'm 38 now, so however long that is.
That's a long time. Your family must have known that you wanted a guitar.
Yeah.
anybody else musical in your family?
There are creative people in my family. No one else has been as crazy about being a musician as I have been. You know?
So you're 8 years old, and you know you want a guitar. Mm-hmm. Where did that passion, interest come from, do you think?
Well, you know, on the radio, we have the local rock stations, and at the time, for me, it was AC/DC, of all things. So you hear Angus Young, you know, you might see a video, and you just think, that's the coolest thing ever.
I want to be that guy, so they're getting an electric guitar, maybe.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's taken a lot of courage. They probably got you headphones, too.
Yeah, I definitely had headphones. I'm still encouraged to use headphones to this day.
You can learn more about Devin's music at devinsherman.bandcamp.com, which will have information about him. He also has a couple gigs coming up, one in Bedford, one in Altoona. We'll give you details on that a little later this morning so you can jot them down if need be. What would you like to play next?
So one thing I like to do is incorporate electronics into what I do with the improvisation. So I'm going to play a tune now that incorporates a few different effects, but this one's called Four Friends. Thank you.
That is Devin Chairman, and he's by himself, so I hope you were able to get a sense of the looping that he was doing as he played, which I've always been fascinated watching people do that. Was that hard to figure out how to do?
Not really necessarily. It's hard to get the timing right sometimes, but I think because of the limitations of it, you start to listen to what's happening and respond to that.
Yeah, it's probably because you're in your own head, it's not as hard as, you know, you know what you're going to do. As one listens, though, it's like, how did he do that? How did he know he was going to go there? How did this genre, call it a genre, you could call it New Age or instrumental. How did you come to be curious about what's possible in terms of creating music in this particular space?
Yeah, so as you remember, the last time I was on the show, that was 7 or 8 years ago, I was involved with chamber music ensembles, and I've always, ever since I went to school and studied classical guitar, I've been really interested in contemporary music and music that is written with a lot of times improvisatory factors into it. So, you know, it might be graphic scores with the dots on a page and you interpret those dots in some way, or, you know, there might be just written instructions that tell you what to do, or the composer might write out a phrase and they give you the freedom to elaborate on that. So that's kind of what kicked it off, is I was doing all this music that was pushing me to think differently and not just play what's written on the page by the composer. And I found that really exciting. And when I started getting into this project, what I'm doing now has roots in the past 10 years. I was doing some of this stuff, but I wasn't really performing out with it. But when I started getting interested in this, I was thinking, well, I love all this other music, blues, folk, jazz, you know, and I want to try to push myself as a player to play some of these things, but can I combine it with this general idea of improvisation and staying open and letting my ears tell me what to do next and just following it? So, yeah.
That's a challenge to put upon yourself, and you've done a great job. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it, and thank you to John, the listeners, longtime listeners, John and Gloria Sofranco of Grantsville, Maryland, who aren't always near our signal these days. But John wrote, and John, thank you for your contribution and for your note, too, during our December donor drive. And you can always follow suit at slbradio.org/donate or by calling us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Devin is going to be in Bedford January 16th at the Bedford Arts Cooperative with, is it Croker Norge? Am I reading that correctly?
Correct. Yep.
A band?
It's another individual.
Oh, yeah. With the name of Croker. That's a good name.
Yeah.
that's a great name, Croker. Like, and then also in Altoona, January 24th is part of Arts Altoona. You've got a new release coming out.
Yes, it was just released 2 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations. It's called Tangled Journey. And you can learn more about all of these things at Devin, D-E-V-I-N, Sherman.bandcamp.com. I know you've got a couple more to do. What would you like to do next?
So if you don't mind, I will do something that's a little more free, not necessarily defined, if I could just kind of improvise something in this moment.
I do not mind at all. By the way, I'm going to put a little video of Devin up on our Facebook page. So if you've been wondering what his guitar looks like, I did get some of the pedals in there too. You can just visualize that a little bit better. So here again, Devin Sherman. Devin Sherman, what a journey as you played these. I get a sense that sometimes you've got a sense of what, it's not like you're taking a trip. You know where you want to eventually end up, but you might take different roads. Or is that a good analogy?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like conversation. We have phrases that we use all the time and words that we go to as individuals. So I find myself doing that, and that, you know, I'll hear myself play things a certain way and I'm like, okay, I did that. And now what's this making me think of? And then I do arrive at a arrival point and I think, okay, let's build this a little bit and kind of see where it goes and if I like it. Yeah.
Now we mentioned this one gig on January 16th where you'll be paired with Croker Norge. Do you collaborate with other musicians often, and do you ever do so in this style where the other musician is also improvising?
Yeah, I do actually. I was here not too long ago in Pittsburgh at Bantha T-Bar, And I shared a show with a local guitarist, Eric Sorelli. And
Eric's quite good.
Yeah, Eric is an amazing guitarist, and he can play pretty much anything with anybody. And we shared a show. We did a lot of solos together, and then at the end we played a few together. And I really liked the result of that. So we haven't set a date yet, but we are talking about maybe doing a show where we do a bunch of duos. It'll be in Pittsburgh, and if anybody, you know, hears about it through the grapevine, those details will come out eventually here.
Excellent. We'll make sure we pass those along too. I know you have one more. We had talked about the number. There's time for two if you want to do two more.
Sure.
But that's up to you. These songs have got to be. You're making them look easy, but I want to be sure we, respect them and give you the space you need.
Sure.
But if you can do two. Yeah. That's great. I'm also realizing I'm not asking you titles because I'm so mesmerized by the music itself. What was the title of what you just played?
Well, I haven't titled it yet. That was, I wanted to do something here on the air that was just kind of how I explore these things. Maybe I'll come back to it and have a title for it.
And the one ahead of that or prior to that?
Before that was Four Friends, and that is on the new album, Tangled Journey.
Thank you, and my apologies. I'm sometimes listening to the lyrics of a song. I'm so interested in the title. Here, I'm just curious about how is he making these sounds happen. So we'll get a couple more. Here's the first of those. Once again, Devin Sherman.
Yeah. And I'll just say the title off for this one. This one's called Twisted Pines. Thank you.
Devin Sherman, Twisted Pines. Megan Valley is one of our great folks who works here. And Grandma Babe is out there. Hello. I know everything. She's listening. And Megan's mom, Suze, there she is. And sister Caitlin, I see you out there. Thank you. I'm glad they're here visiting for the holidays. I'm glad Megan brought her here. And then there's somebody who's listening really intently whose name is Elena. Who might that be?
Elena. That's my partner.
Okay, I see her there listening. The video of you is up, the short video on Facebook to take a look at if you're curious. I think it's remarkable to watch how Devin does this. DevinSherman.bandcamp.com is how you can get more details. I'm glad you can do one more. Is there anything else you'd like to say about anything, your music, anything you're doing?
Yeah. No, thank you so much for having me on the show again. It's good to be back. I appreciate the support and the opportunity to share what I'm doing. I think that's about it. This last one I'm going to play it's not on this album, but it is on my Bandcamp, so you'll see it on the previous recording I did. And the project, I actually do have a name for it. It's called Devin's Mostly Not Blue. So if you ever see that, that'll be kind of like what you see on the posters for what I'm doing with this project. But this last tune it's called Too Much Tweed. And that's partly because I have a Fender Stratocaster, it's my electric guitar, it's not with me today, but also a Fender amp, and they both have this yellow tweed on them. And I was just looking at my apartment one day, and I was like, I've got this yellow tweed everywhere, and there's just too much of it. So. Thank you.
That's Devin Sherman. I could see you composing for soundtracks or play it along with movies. Have you done that?
Well, speaking of collaborations, it's something I'm quite interested in, and you'd asked about it. I am working on with a playwright to do music for a play of hers, so I'm very excited about that. That's still in production. We're just kind of in the introductory phases of that.
But. Well, that's great. Again, Devin Sherman Bandcamp.com, Tangled Journey, the new album. Thank you so much for being here today.